Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Second and nine now. Bunch set to the left side. They have Roquan out to the left side with McManus and shell coverage on the back. McGough looking to throw, going deep, throws it down the middle of the field. It's intercepted at the goal line, and the Bears deny Goff and the Rams to end the half, and it's Eddie Jackson with the swipe. Sullivan sends it back to Goff. Big push up front. Down he goes. Safety, Eddie Goldman. A vicious front push by that Bears front four, and they get to Goff in the end zone. 8-6 Bears. Trubisky with Hicks. The fake handoff. Trubisky pops a pass down Bradley Soule. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! And the tricks keep on coming from Matt Nagy. Another great design, and the Bears are up 14-6 here in the third.
Goff empty spread. Bunch set right. Takes the snap. Big push up front again. Goff with time. Zips it.
And it's intercepted by Fuller. And what a great interception. Cut in front of Reynolds on the near side. And the Bears defense comes up big. Trio to the right for the Rams. And Jared Goff, Gurley to his left. Single receiver to the near side with Amukamara back to throw. Goff has to hold it. He's hit. And down he goes. Swallowed up on the sack. Akeem Hicks and Roy Robertson Harris deliver what may be one of the bigger plays of the game. On
fourth and 10 from the 44. Snap back to Goff. Bears are bringing pressure. McManus, the throw is intercepted by Amukamara at the Bear 40. He goes down near the 48-yard line. And the Bears have taken away four of Jared Goff's throws. And that one in the fourth quarter could be the final blow.
And now it's time for the Scores Bears postgame show with your hosts, Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, and senior score football expert, Hub Arkish. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Welcome in, everybody. Anybody having fun tonight? Any fun here at all? Huh? Leader Bar? Let them hear you, guys. We're on the radio. We're going live. The Bears are 15-6 winners over the Los Angeles Rams. They are a 9-4 football team. And with three games to play, guys, they are two wins away, actually a win and a half away, if you can get a win and a half, from an NFC North title. So for all of you who were concerned during the pregame about what if, my Lord, this is going south. Olin, I know you were listening to it. We started with all these calls about what could go wrong. It couldn't have gone much more right. And I think it's probably just fitting, guys. And I know that, you know, as former offensive lineman, you got to love what you saw tonight. You love that side of the football. But for the Bears to be pretty much the one team left in the NFL trying to win a title on defense, that they were as dominant as they were tonight, it just seemed to be a ton of fun for everybody.
Yeah, you come into this game, right, and all you're trying to do late in the year is win any way you can, Cat. And Mr. Trubisky comes off 2 weeks off. He looks rusty, but the defense was as dominating as I've seen them this year. The fans had a lot to do with it, Cat. You could tell they struggled with the crowd noise, yeah. The Rams did. Goff struggled with that defense. Vic Fangio puts on a schematic show against McVay. He outcoached him from the beginning, took away the outside zone like they talked about a lot on TV, and then took away that little boot naked they like to run, right, Cat, where they sneak guys out. He's blitzing McManus and Callahan off the corner, trying to time that call up. So a great win for the Chicago Bears, announces to the nation that a team that hasn't been to the playoffs since 2010 is officially back in the race.
Yeah, and you talk about the Rams trying to run that boot play that they're very successful with. The Bears had it covered each time. They were blitzing, and were able to get pressure. And when they weren't able to get pressure, they had everyone covered. They had everybody locked up and forced Goff into some ugly throws today.
Yeah, and a big apology from me to the Bears defense, because after the last 2 weeks, I was worried that they were starting to show some cracks and they couldn't stop the run game. Well, Gurley walks away today with 28 yards rushing. So they stuck that in my face, that they couldn't stop the run. Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols, Trevathan, Roquan Smith, Leonard Floyd, as Hub said while we were watching the game, had a great game. He's coming alive. Even the Callahan goes out, and we all hope he's healthy. McManus comes in, and he looks good. They took a high-powered offense, Cat, and gave up only 6 points. I think Bradley Soule was the only guy to score into a touchdown in today's game. We all know that old linemen are the best athletes on the field, and that showed up today. So, fun game to watch.
All right, guys, our phone number, 312-644-6767. Let's start lining up the phone calls. If you want to talk about the Bears' big 15-6 win over the Los Angeles Rams, again, 312-644-6767. And we are out and about this evening thanks to our friends at Miller Lite. We are here at Leader Bar on the near north side of Chicago, 3000 West Irving Park. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, guys. I understand there's lots of Miller Lite specials, all kinds of great things to enjoy. So let's talk some football, talk about the Bears' big win, and our thanks to our friends here at Leader Bar and Miller Lite for a great evening so far. Going to have a lot more fun the next couple hours. Guys, we've been waiting for it. We've been waiting for it. And as much as the defense was a huge part of the story tonight, Jordan Howard finishes 19 carries for 101 yards. Tariq Cohn, 9 carries for 69 yards. They run the ball 28 times for 170 yards. Average almost 6 yards a pop was the difference in the football game. I got to double check. I don't know if the Rams even had 169 yards a total offense. I don't think they did. So today, Matt Nagy not only found his running game, but he proved he knows what to do with it.
Yeah, the Bears came out and did what we had been asking them to do for the last couple of weeks. They came out. They had a good plan offensively to keep Howard in between the tackles. It didn't really run a lot of pitch plays, a lot of things to get him outside. Howard was in between the tackles and was punishing out yards as he went along. And that's what we've been asking for. You know, those 19 carries, just wear that defense down and watch him just, you know, consistently punch off 4 or 5 yard runs.
Yeah, and you come into this game and the guy that, you know, you would imagine after you hear about him all week, I figure Aaron Donald was on the lakefront walking on water down there of all the stuff you heard about him. And you credit Cody White here, James Daniels, a 21-year-old rookie, and Witzman, the journeyman right guard from Kansas City. You credit them for getting the job done today. Now, we all know you have to scheme a guy like that, Cat. You got to slide the center to him. It looks like they put Burton in there to help from the backfield in the B-gap or whatever running back might have been there, Howard, Cohen, Mizell, whoever's in there. Look, your chip is in the B-gap today because you're waiting for Aaron Donald's play, right? You're waiting for him to beat the guard. You're waiting for him to sack Mitch to cause the fumble for a scoop and score that never shows up today. So credit Nagy, credit Harry Hiestand, credit the offensive line, the interior three, guys that, you know, all week all you heard was, how are they going to block Aaron Donald and Sue? Now, very confused sometimes looking out there, Cat. I don't know about you, but I don't know what Phillips is doing when he's putting Donald and Sue on the same side and putting Sue out there at DN. But we won't complain. We'll run at the other guys and get good yardage doing it. So credit the interior three. Credit the Bears defense. Credit the Chicago Bears football team, a team that looks like when January rolls around, Cat, they can compete with anybody in the NFC right now.
Yeah, you've got to give credit to Nagy and them for sticking with the run. You know, we've seen so many times, and we saw it a few times in this game, where, you know, they get nice back-to-back runs, and then all of a sudden they're in spread, and we're sitting at the table. Just keep running it. Keep running it. It's working. Keep going with it. But they had a good plan coming into this game. They executed it. Like you said, a young kid, Daniels, being able to take care of his responsibility. He seemed like he did a good job today of getting his hands on Donald. Even when guys were sliding to him, everybody had hands on, and that's what you have to do against a guy like that. Don't let him into your body.
Yeah, and sometimes late in the year like this, Cat, a win like this against a team that everybody is saying maybe NFC champs, right? They may be the best team in the NFC. Now you inject more confidence into a young football team, a young coaching staff. You got them believing now, we can beat anybody. We can beat anywhere. I mean, look, our quarterback had maybe his worst game of the year, because maybe his shoulder's not fully healed or he's a little rusty or whatever it may be. Let's not fool ourselves. Mission and play well, and that's to be talked about later. But we still beat what people are considering the best team in the NFC, them and the New Orleans Saints are up top, right? And here the Bears are, and they put on a show tonight, and they did it on their home field in front of a crowd that gave them, Cat, me and you have both played in somebody else's stadium when the crowd is loud.
Oh, yeah.
The D-line has a major advantage. If the Bears' home crowd will stay that loud at their home field, this D-line, Cat, is unblockable with that kind of crowd noise.
And I think, you know, one other thing is, you know, you're seeing a team that's having fun out there. You know, Nagy has brought fun back to this team. With the defensive players being able to play offense, with Sol being, you know, a backup lineman, being able to go in there and catch the only touchdown of a game. In a close game, you're still able to keep it fun for your players. That's big, man.
Yeah, and it's cliche, Cap, but a team is hard to beat in football. I don't care what level it is. And these guys are starting to look like a team that believes they can beat anybody. But like we know, you have to beat them, right? Because you can go in there and your confidence is high, but it's a little fake. Not anymore. This Bears team believes, I hate to say it, but they believe they can go to the Super Bowl. They believe they can beat anybody on that NFC side now.
All right, guys, 312-644-6767. Our buddy Steven checks in from Dallas, Texas, pretty much every week, and I got a hunch we've got a happy Steven on the line. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, guys. Thank you so much. What a response after a bad Giants loss. And, you know, just a great defensive performance, which only enhances Vic Fangio's candidacy for a head coach maybe next year. Just, just the way they roughed up Jared Goff and Sean McVay was just truly a sight. And I really enjoyed the fact that Nagy, probably because Trubisky was just struggling so bad, which probably because, you know, he'd been out for 2 weeks, and I like to think so. You know, just gave the rock to Howard and Cohen and just really, you know, put it to the Rams defense. So the only thing that I have a little bit of an issue is that on that missed field goal, I believe, you know, instead of giving the ball to Howard, they gave it to Cohen both times, and Cohen just, I don't know, slipped or just tried to do too much or just couldn't go inside to pick up a yardage. That's something obviously probably needs to be fixed up. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. You know, living out here, I heard so much about the Cowboys taking over the third seed after they roughed up the Saints. You know, tonight I think we sent a message to the national audience that the Bears can do the same, if not only better.
All right, Steven, thank you for the call. Guys, the one thing I would say, I don't think it's really reasonable or logical to jump on Trubisky too much. He had an awful game. There's no question about that. But he was coming back from missing a couple weeks. It was a huge moment, and he did enough for his team to win. Jared Goff didn't. So, you know, we know he's got a lot of work to do. I don't want to make excuses for him. But I just don't think it's the story tonight. I think we'll see over the next couple weeks now how he bounces back as he gets ready for the playoffs.
Well, I think, you know, you look at a game like this, and you were waiting on a game like this. I think you were waiting on the game when Mitch didn't come out and look that good, had a couple turnovers. You know, we've seen the multiple touchdown games, but now we've seen the game where he's thrown a couple turnovers and the defense is able to step up. You know, they're able to do the things they need. Offensively, they're able to run the ball. They're able to move the ball down the field and put a few points on the board. But that defense, you know, that was what kept them in the game.
Yeah, you know, look, the game starts off on the first drive, and Mitch throws that interception of Peters, right, over the middle of the field. But the defense comes right out and holds.
Right.
And they only give 3 points. And you're worried because you just don't want to give the Rams any points at all. And you're thinking, okay, here's a team that averages, I don't know, 30-something or over 30-something points a game. And you just gave them a free field goal. Well, look, they only end up scoring 6. That's how dominant the Bears defense was. And like Hub is saying, there's time to go over this game and pick it apart. I wasn't happy either when they're down by the red zone. And then, you know, what had like a legal formation, had all kind of motions, and I'm thinking just hand it to Howard. But we've talked about this before, Kat. If you're a purist of this game, you're not going to agree with the way Nagy calls the game every week. But you cannot argue with the results.
Right.
He is winning football games. He's beating, you know, McVay is supposed to be the young resident genius. Fangio, the old dinosaur, shuts his offense down, right? The high-flying Rams offense that's doing all these concepts that no one can stop. Well, today, they only get 6 points. They don't get very many yards at all. Gurley gets completely shut down. It shows you that you can still win in this league by running the ball and playing defense. Now, you can't do that every game, obviously, but today you won the game that way.
312-644-6767 is our phone number, guys. We're going to be with you till about 12:45. We're taking your calls. Right now, we are going to head to Des Moines, get out to Iowa, and get Nathan on the program. Nathan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. That was so much fun. After listening to the talk all week about McVay and Gurley and Donald, the Bears did such a good job. I give all the credit to the offensive line, the defensive line. And how about a little bit of a shout-out to our coach for, you know, it started a little rough. I was happy at the end of the first half when it was a low-scoring game, but you can't ask for much more than that. I hope the national audience took a little bit of solid noticed what was going on because the Bears are for real.
Well, Nathan, thank you for the call. I'm sure everybody who watched the game came away pretty impressed. And you know, guys, I think the best part about it is Sean McVay is a great coach. He's the reigning, you know, NFL overall coach of the year, and he's still a good coach after what happened tonight. You don't go undefeated if you coach long enough in this league. Todd Gurley, I think based on his body of work this year, is the best offensive player in football. That's what makes the Bears' performance tonight so much more impressive. There's no point in knocking down Gurley. I mean, I think after what we saw tonight, guys, there's a good chance we're going to see these guys again in January, and it's probably going to be in Los Angeles. And you know, we can't assume it's going to be the same thing. So I think you find all the good parts of what the Bears did. I don't think there's any excuses for the Rams. The Bears just appeared to be the far more physical, better football team tonight. But Rams have got a ton of weapons. There's a lot more ways to come at you, and I'm already kind of juiced for the rematch in January.
Yeah, I think you look at this game, and it, you know, being the Bears and the Rams, two of the top teams, being a Sunday night game, it had the feel of a playoff game. It had the feel of a game that, you know, meant a lot more than it actually meant. You know, the Bears could have gone out and lost this game and still not lost much leverage in their division. But to come out and win the game the way they did with defense, you know, with a dominating defensive effort, it just has to have you excited for, you know, what's to come in January.
Yeah, I mean, that's the greatest thing about this game. Look, they haven't been to the playoffs since 2010, Kat, right?
Yep.
They haven't had a winning season in I don't know how long it's been. I know since we've done radio, they haven't had a winning season. So here they are at 8-4. The 11-2 Rams come in, and they dominate them defensively, and they run the ball, and they pull the, you know, they pull the old Bears strategy out of the archives, and they beat the Rams. Now, look. No one expects this Rams team to be the same in January in Los Angeles. But what the Bears did do, they put the nation on notice on national television tonight that, look, this defense is for real. When Mack, Hicks, Goldman, Bilal Nichols, Lynch, Floyd, Trevathan, Roquan Smith, when we're coming after your quarterback, you better be able to block us, Cap, because like the Giants showed years ago, like a lot of teams have showed, if you can rush the quarterback, you can get all the way to the Super Bowl if you can put constant pressure on the quarterback. And this Bears team can do that.
You know, guys, if you think about what happened today, the Steelers went out and got beat by a bad team. The Patriots got beat by a mediocre team. The Ravens and Chiefs went to overtime. The Chargers struggled with a bad team. The Saints struggled with a bad team. The Bears went out and dominated maybe the best team in football, and I think that was the point of tonight.
Right.
You couldn't clinch a playoff spot. You couldn't win the division tonight. What you wanted to do was stake your claim to a legitimate spot in the tournament, if you will. Anybody who was watching who doesn't get that they belong there now, that's their problem.
Yeah, but you know what, Hub? The flip side of the coin is you don't expect the same Rams offense if you are in Los Angeles, right, where it could be 60, 70 degrees. You do not expect the same Bears offense either if you're out there in Los Angeles and Tariq Cohen is running free and Gabriel's out there and Allen Robinson and maybe Kyle Long's back off of IR. You don't expect the same Bears offense out there either. So this Bears offense, this is just one game, Kat. When you play in a game, you just play to win that game. When it's cold outside, when you're at Soldier Field, mean you both know how slow that track is at Soldier Field at this time of the year, slows the fast players down. You win the way you have to win. What this Bears team has proven to me, Kat, is they can win any style you want to go. If we got to put up 40, we can do that.
Yeah, yeah. I think you saw a team that, like you said, can go out there now and say, look, if it's cold, we can beat you with our defense and our running game. If you put us in a dome, you know, we have the speed now. We have the skilled players that we can take advantage of that. You know, so they're proving themselves to be an all-around team. Now you just have to see those games where everybody plays together, where the offense and the defense shows up, and hopefully heading into the playoffs, that's where you'll see it.
Okay. Oh, man, that, I'm sorry.
No, no,
oh, man, that is a scary thought,
yeah.
Right? If the Bears offense that we've seen play well and the defense that we've seen tonight show up on the same night in the playoffs, I don't care what team they're playing, Cat, that team is in trouble.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and we were thinking the exact same thing at the same time, Olin, because, I mean, not only did Trubisky...
Most geniuses do, huh?
There you go, yeah. Not only did Trubisky have an awful game tonight, you know, got great work from Howard and Cohen. Allen Robinson had some moments. He was your number one receiver. He played like one. But when you add what you can do with Taylor Gabriel and Anthony Miller and certainly Trey Burton, we know this offense can be that much better. Is this team actually still on an upward trajectory? Are they building towards something even better in the playoffs? I have felt all year that what we're seeing is for real and that by next year they could be ready. I'm still not ready to start picking a lot of playoff wins. Let's see how the next couple of weeks go. But I do. It's realistic now to have this conversation this year. There is no more wait until next year after what we saw tonight.
Yeah, I think it's realistic to think that, you know, the Bears can go into the Saints Stadium, even though it's going to be loud, and still perform. Because if you go into January and this Chicago Bears team is healthy, you know, we're talking about something we haven't seen in a while. And I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing a polished offense with a fired up, get after him defense. And I don't care where you put them, whether it's in the cold, whether it's in a dome, whether it's on turf or grass. I think they have the ability now to play with anybody.
Yeah, and they, you know, we're all excited because what they did tonight, right? This Rams team came in. People were heaping a lot of accolades on them. Now, you can't stop Gurley. You can't stop Donald. McVay, because he remembers all the defensive starters, he's a special kind of genius. He can remember when his mom changed his diaper when he was 6 months, right?
So,
he can recall. It's unbelievable. The guy is unbelievable. But they come in tonight. The Chicago Bears, obviously, not impressed by all of that. And we're not fooled by the fact of where the game was played.
Right.
In the cold, with our fans, that was the Bears' advantage tonight. And it would be a different game somewhere else. But I don't think you would go into any game, Cat, against any team, like you said, as long as everybody's healthy, as long as everybody's there with this front four that the Bears have on defense, and say the Bears have no chance at all against this team.
You know what I thought was the best part of tonight's game, guys? We're going to take a real quick break and get back to the phones. 312-644-6767. But 3 weeks ago tomorrow night, I sat there and watched that silliness between the Rams and the Chiefs. And listen to all the Twitter crap and everything else. Oh, this is the greatest thing ever. Well, somewhere in the 40s, I turned it off because I thought it was kind of boring, to be honest with you. It was a video game. This was football tonight. And I got nothing against great offensive play, But when these guys get into these shootouts and nobody's playing defense, to me, it's not the game that I fell in love with. And I just thought tonight was just fun and exciting and tense, really, from the first kick to the final whistle.
Yeah, you know, Hub, I know what you're saying, but I think both are fun nowadays to watch. I think both teams putting up 50 is fun. You know, obviously, as you guys know, I just like watching football. So as long as someone's out there in pads hitting each other, I'm good with it. But look, a game like tonight or what Dallas did to the Saints a couple weeks ago, I'm good with all of that. But I don't bet against the Bears in an offensive shootout either.
Right.
I don't bet against Nagy if he has to go empty, which we know he likes to do, and he's got to put up points with Allen Robinson, Burton, Taylor Gabriel, Tariq Cohen, Howard, Mizell, Shaheen, all these guys on the field. If the Bears got to spread them out and put up 40 to 45 in a dome on turf, the Bears have a chance there.
Yeah, I look at Nagy when he's on the sidelines and he has that sheet up in front of his mouth and it says, "You just be you. Be you." And that's to him. You know, call this offense the way you want to call this offense, because whether it works or it doesn't, people are going to get on you anyway. Do your thing, and I think that's where he's at right now.
And we could see that he's going
right.
He's going
yeah.
to do his thing. Yeah. I mean, there were times in today's game that three offensive linemen, me, you, Pat, and even Hub sitting there, were like, "Give the damn ball to Howard."
Right.
But look, he wins. I mean, he they win games, and so it's hard to argue with him. Look, they probably could have scored down there on the goal line if they would have just gave the ball to Howard, but instead they come in probably with, I don't know, that might have been the heaviest unit in the history of the NFL. What was the total combined
tonnage
of all those guys on the field, right?
Yeah.
But instead, that's him. We're going to find out what the fancy name of that play was. He's got all the defensive guys involved, and Bradley Soule picks out of the air and does a Oompa Loompa dance, right? So that's the way it's going to be. You're not going to get Howard on a power from the one.
I can do the quick math and tell you this. There was 1,800 pounds just to the right of center. So, guys, I'm trying to get us stats here, and I just called up one of the sports websites, and I think this headline says it all. Bears crash NFC party with defensive masterpiece against Rams. We're going to take a very quick break here. We'll be back in a moment. The phone number 312-644-6767. Come on out to Leader Bar. Have a beer with us, guys. Bears win 15-6.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
12 seconds left, and the Rams down 9. And Matt Nagy has guided this team to its 9th win. They go to 6-1 at home, and they knock off one of the premier teams in the NFL, who had to travel from Southern California in the chilly cold of Chicago, and they were bitten by the Bears, these monsters of the Midway. This defense is serious business.
We're back with more of the Scores Bears postgame show with Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, and Hub Arkish, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
And welcome back, everybody. It is great to be with you all on an evening of a big Chicago Bears win. Bears 15-6 winners over the Los Angeles Rams. Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, I'm Hub Arkish. We are here for about an hour and a half or so taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Dial us up, give us a buzz, let us know what you think about the evening. Let's get right back to the phones, guys. Trevor is in Minneapolis. We're getting all the callers out of state. Nobody in their car is going home from the stadium yet. Trevor, give us what's on your mind, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Can we just give more credit to that offensive line? I mean, coming into this game, you had two of arguably the best defensive lines going head-to-head, and whoever was going to, you know, go ahead and make the most impact was going to win the game. Obviously, the Bears went and got pressure on Goff, but man, oh, man, did that offensive line not allow Donald to do anything up front. So, and we're doing that without Kyle Long, obviously. So, guys, can we just give more credit to that offensive line? Thanks.
Well, Trev, I got a couple guys here. I'm sure he'll be happy to start it out. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll tell you, Olin said it earlier when he talked about how the Rams were lining Sue and Donald up on the same side and just allowing the Bears to get proper angles on them and still allowing that back door to be open for them. You saw Cohen take advantage of it a couple times. One time he came out the back sliding glass door all the way to the other sideline. But, I mean, that's what you want. Those guys up front were able to get some push. They were able to get those guys sealed off. You know, not allow them to get a lot of penetration, and it worked for the run game.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, Cat, when you go against the great ones, we knew, you know, if we were in the game and you had a great DN or had a great nose tackle or a D tackle, the only way we were going to block those guys was together.
Yeah.
It had to be all of us together. The scheme had to be helping us out. The coach had to think protection first. He had to think block Donald first on every play, or he would ruin that play. And then how are we going to block him? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take Cody White here and slide him to Donald, right? And now we're going to double him. So it's going to be me, and James Daniels has to trust that Cody's got his inside. And today they did. They got that done. Or Trey Burton or any of the running backs. Burton what's the running back's name now? Not Howard.
Tariq Cohen.
Tariq Cohen, Michael Burton, thank you. I knew the fan would take us out, not Trey, but Michael, his brother. Look, he would have to be in the B gap, right? He would have to be in the B gap to help him out in case the guy went outside. But Daniels goes to the line, Cat, or Waitsman goes to the line, and they know by the play call, look, I got your B gap here. So you're not gonna block them one-on-one. It's going to take everybody a total group effort, including the coaches, and they get that done tonight. And Harry Hiestand comes up with a great plan. Nagy comes up with a great plan. And the O-line and Daniels, guy just turned 21. He's going against the best D-tackle, which, you know, I'll argue against it, but everybody nowadays, he's the best D-tackle ever to play the game, ever in the history of the game. He's the best. You got Sue over there on the other side, and these guys did do a hell of a job tonight.
Guys, you consider some of these stats, and it's really pretty impressive. The Los Angeles Rams came in tonight averaging 440 yards a game and 35 points. The Bears held them to 214 yards, 6 points, obviously. The Bears had a 13-minute time of possession advantage, actually 13 and a half minutes. As a matter of fact, the Rams had 214 yards of total offense. The Bears had 194 yards of rushing. So this is a game, you know, the score doesn't really say it, but the Bears actually dominated the Rams pretty good tonight when you think about it, when you start to break down some of these numbers. The other thing that is really just kind of stunning to me, I haven't seen anything like this in quite some time in an NFL game, and this is on both sides. Mitch Trubisky's passer rating tonight, 33.3. He was 16 of 30 for 110 yards, 3.7 average, one touchdown, three interceptions. He was sacked once, 33.3. He was easily the better quarterback in the game. Jared Goff was 20 of 44 for a 180, 4.1, no touchdowns, four interceptions. The Bears finished with three sacks. Jared Goff's quarterback rating was 19.1. The Bears' defense just erased him. They absolutely took him out of the game. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Tony is in Dayton. Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing well. We're sitting here in Dayton, Ohio, and we are celebrating with a Monte Cristo, enjoying our cigar right now. Go Bears! And I'll tell you, this was Matt Nagy's coming out party tonight. And if anyone wants to say anything other, we might have lost a couple games, but he was on the sideline. He was making those calls, being innovative. And everyone wants to talk about, you know, what's going to look like with home field advantage. I'll say one thing. Bears defense will travel. I'll sit down and listen to you boys talk about this victory.
All right, Tony, thank you. Well, guys, I think defense does travel. I think that's a reasonable point. I think the bigger concern may be that if you have to turn around and play the Rams in their yard, their offense is going to be a lot better at home than it was. It doesn't travel as well. Mm-hmm. But Tony does make a point. I think defense probably does travel better than offense.
Yeah, and I think you're talking about a Rams team that, you know, it was something that's been brought up all week. This is their third away game. You know, they've had to travel back and forth to the East and West Coast. But the Bears have a team now, a team, an offense. They have a defense that can make plays no matter where they go. Granted, crowd noise is going to be an obstacle when you go on the road, but with the weapons that they have now put around Mitch Trubisky, you stand a chance.
Yeah, and I think Hub said it a lot, you know, in the offseason when it happened, and I heard him say it over and over again, but maybe the Bears' best free agent signing this year was Vic Fangio, right?
Yep.
And look,
yep.
Nagy deserves a ton of credit for what he's done this year. But the show that Fangio put on tonight, and look, let's not forget Ryan Pace, right? Because a lot of times these guys only get talked about when they're playing really bad. Let's not forget Ryan Pace giving up all those picks, and Olin Krupp saying he's an idiot for giving up those picks for Matt. So maybe Pace is a little smarter than I am. But look, these guys deserve credit for getting Fangio to stay, bringing Mack in, adding it to a pretty damn good defense already, adding Mack in there. And tonight, you saw the benefits of all of that, Cap. You know, look, if you only had one worry tonight, if you were talking about moving forward, it's just, you know, you hope Trubisky's shoulder's okay.
Right.
He didn't look good throwing the ball tonight. Now, it was cold out there. No one did. But unlike golf, he wasn't under a lot of pressure, and he did have a running game. So the Bears now, if they throw the ball well tonight, they're probably well into the high 20s or 30s on offense, right? So that's the only thing I think you come out of this game a little bit worried about if you're on the road and a team does put up 28 to 30 points. That's the only reason you'd worry, but don't want to talk about too much after today's big win. But if there's one worry, just the way Mitch looked tonight.
312-644-6767 is our phone number. I do have one piece of unfortunate news to report tonight. It was something else that came up Friday getting ready for the game. Matt Nagy came into the press room. There was probably, I don't know, a dozen of us from the media there for the Friday presser, and Matt had a Navy T-shirt on that looked like it had that Bears script logo, but then we looked closer and it said Barons, and it turns out that Matt's high school, the Mannheim Central Barons, were playing in the state Class A, state 5A football championships Friday night in Pennsylvania. I had meant to check. Unfortunately, they didn't quite get it done. They got beat 36-31. But Matt Nagy's high school, an outstanding year. I believe they were 14-1 on the season. Came up 5 points short in the Pennsylvania 5A state title game Friday night. So better luck to them next year. Let's get back to the phones, go to Des Plaines. Andrew is on the line. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing well. And it's really refreshing to, you know, see the Bears kind of get to a completed form, especially on defense. You know, for me, the thing is, you know, you look at this team, they are complete, but they're young. They're just getting started, you know? I mean, the average age is, what, 26, 27 on that team? You got a team that's just getting back to winning. And, you know, as far as that's concerned, I mean, that takes time, you know? And for them to perform the way they are, I think Mitch is just, you know, 2 weeks off. You know, he didn't touch the football for 10 days. You know, you can't put too much on him, I think, just in this game. You know, I know it was a big game, and, you know, it helps that, you know, the other side didn't do well either in that, you know, regard to that position. But it's really refreshing to see after 8 years, you know, the Bears are getting back to that 2012 season, you know, defense, that 2006 defense. It's just nice to see.
All righty, Andrew, thank you for the phone call. You know, guys, it's funny. obviously, we're all thrilled, but for someone who's been doing these post-game shows for, I don't know, 100 years, for some reason, it's tougher when they win because there's not really that much to talk. I mean, everybody wants to just celebrate and have good cheer. We're struggling with some topics to find. But, Andrew, yep, defense. And, you know, guys, I think that we're going to keep coming back to it. Obviously, you can still win with defense in the National Football League.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Andrew talked about it being a young team. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that's playing to your advantage right now. They don't know that they're not really supposed to be as good as they are right now. You know, they're just going out there and they're having fun and they're getting it done while they're having fun. You know, these wins are coming along the way. And the more they win, the more confident they get. And you know how it is once you get a young guy that's confident. You know, he's hard to beat. You know, he's that young bull. If you can get him to walk down the hill instead of running and scaring everybody off, they're getting some things done, man. And I just, you know, it's refreshing to see a young team that, you know, okay, we're here. We are here now. We are winning games. We're not trying to wait until next year or the year after next when everybody else thinks we're supposed to be good. We've been put into a situation right now where we can be good right now.
Yeah, and look, sitting around here right now, Cap, there's 40 years of NFL playing experience, right? A husband around since Jesus. So he's watched a lot of football, too. Now, look, here's the thing you have to know as a fact, as a Bears fan. Years like this are not guaranteed, and by that I mean this, health. They're very healthy this year, right? And when you have years like this, when you got a shot at the title, you go for it no matter where you are in the grand scheme of your organization. Because I'll tell you this much, next year, maybe Fangio's is a hot choice, right? And maybe he's gone. You don't know that. We don't want him to be gone, but you don't take anything for granted, Cap. Right. You don't take you go into next year and someone really, really important is out for the year. Right, and you're a totally different team, an injury hit or whatever it may be. You never know when your year is, and when you're having a year like this, you don't want to leak into that locker room. Don't worry about next year. You know, you guys are just a growing team. No, now's the time. Go get that win now. You never know. This whole team will never be together again, and a lot of the young important guys may be back, but this whole team, the way they're going right now. From what I just saw tonight, you never know, and today this year could be the run.
312-644-6767 is our phone number. We're going to take a very quick break here. And a quick thought as we send you to break, and maybe this will maybe stir even a couple thoughts other folks want to talk about. But all kidding aside, Olin's right. I've been doing this for a while, about 42 years now. My first year in the Bears broadcast, as part of the Bears broadcast, was actually 85. And then went into the booth and started doing the games a year or two later. But, I've heard a lot about it, really starting late last year, now earlier this year. And now everybody wants to, the 85 Bears and that defense and this defense. We can't compare this defense to that one yet because that defense had 3 Hall of Famers in it. It had 9 guys who went to the Pro Bowl. We don't know if this defense is going to get there. I don't know if there's any Hall of Famers on this defense. I mean, even Khalil Mack, who's playing well enough right now, you got to do that over a period of time. But I do think that the performance we saw tonight from this defense was the first one that actually probably justifies the conversation. The way they went out tonight and dominated the best offense in football, now we can start having that conversation. We're not going to have an answer for a couple of years. But that's how good they were tonight. 312-644-6767. We'll be back in just a moment on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
4th and 10 from the 44. Snap back to Goff. Bears are bringing pressure. McManus, the throw, is intercepted by Amukamara at the Bear 40. He goes down near the 48-yard line. And the Bears have taken away 4 of Jared Goff's throws. And that one in the 4th quarter could be the final blow.
Our highlights tonight, courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780, 105.9 on your FM dial. That was Jeff Joniak. Of course, you'll hear Tom Thayer with him, as well as Mark Grody, our Bears beat reporter, right here at 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. I'm Hub Arkush, along with Olin Krutz and James Big Cat Williams. We are out and about with the show tonight at the Leader Bar here on the Near North Side in Chicago, 3000 West Irving Park Road. Thanks to our friends at Miller Lite, our sponsor this evening. Still got some Miller Lite drink specials, I'm sure. Come on by. We'll be here for an hour or so. Taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Let's get right back to the phones and head out to Washington, D.C., where Tom is on the line. Tom, how you doing?
How are we doing tonight? I would like to preface this by saying that this is the highest I've been. You know, this is like a phenomenal Bears win here. But I do want to play, a little pessimist here. Cody Parkey. I feel like he's one of, or our kicking game is one of the few things we're kind of worried about going forward. Is he something that we should be continue to be worried about here? I feel like he's one of the few things of this Bears team that is kind of shaky going forward.
Well, you know, Tom, it's certainly not the best part of their game. I guess we would all agree on that. He had seemed to calm down, settle things down since that awful day when he hit the goalpost four times. I thought it was absolutely karma when Greg Zuerlein did it, because Zuerlein is one of the best kickers in the NFL. I don't know, guys. I mean, they're not going to be perfect. I think we got spoiled by Robbie Gould over the years. He was as accurate as he was, one of the six most accurate kickers in the history of the league, actually, I believe. But I don't know. What do we make of that? It was a big kick. It would have made it a two-touchdown game. But he did seem to stabilize things since that awful day a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but I think now you're at a point in time in the season where you're not going to go out there and get a kicker. You're not going to find a kicker. You know, there's not some magical room where you can pull out a kicker that's going to come out and be 8-8 for you for the rest of the season. So I think, you know, you just have to try and build his confidence up and, you know, make sure he's ready for these games down the stretch, because, I mean, you know, you're not going to find anybody working a jewel right now that's going to kick better than Parkey is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and look, just like when he hit that field goal post over and over and over and over again, right? They got to find a way to get his mind back right, because like you said, Kat, they're not going to go out there. If they didn't take his job away from him at that moment, although Nagy did not look happy after that miss. That was one that should have – it kept – look, the way the defense was playing, the Rams probably didn't have a chance, but it kept them in the game with whatever chance they had. And eventually, as a head coach, you're going to get tired of those kind of misses, especially short, easy ones like that. So, in short, should we be worried about Parkey? Damn right we should be. And he's got to get it straight. Credit him last time for changing some things he did, taking some advice, getting on a Soldier Field, working on his game, and he seemed to correct it until that kick. Now, maybe seeing the Rams kicker hit the upright kind of got in his head a little bit, reminded him of his problems, and then he pulled it immediately left. So he is a worry. We will be worried about him. Say we're in a playoff game and he's got a 40 to 45 yard field goal to win the whole damn thing. Would we be worried about him? I would be.
Yeah, you know, it's not automatic.
You know, I didn't realize it until I looked at the graphic on the TV set just now, but the other thing the Bears did tonight is they eliminated the Green Bay Packers from the NFC North race.
That's what.
The best that the Packers can now finish is 8-7-1, and the worst that the Packers can finish is 9-7. So you got a half-game lead locked in. The Bears aren't going to finish 9-7. Don't worry about it. But a little bonus from tonight's work. The Packers are now left to fight for a wild-card spot, and the Bears will definitely finish ahead of them this year. By the way, before I get back to the phones, Olin, they did a big thing at the start of the TV broadcast tonight where I know they were listing all the goofy names of some of the plays that that Matt Nagy has come up with, and I believe that you were able to track down the name of the play with the 2,000-pound wide receiving core.
Yeah, I think they named it Santa Slay. I hate to see the reindeers, right? if that's what Santa, I mean, I would love for someone to come up with the numbers on how fun, Kat, you know, how fun must it have been to practice that play? Credit for Matt Nagy for putting that stuff in, keeping people interested. And look, like we said, as long as those things work, none of us will complain. And like you said, Kat, what does his play sheet say? Be you. And that's him. When he gets inside the 10-yard line, it's not going to be three tight ends and an extra offensive lineman in power roll, right? You're going to see something very interesting.
Half the time, you know, the job of a head coach is getting everybody together. And I think he has found a way in putting some of these defensive players, you know, on the offensive side of the ball in clutch situations to you know, unite this team, to bring them all together. And, you know, they're having a blast doing it. And, you know, it, for everybody out there that has played football, you know how much fun it is when everybody's engaged, when the defensive players are up watching the offense, watching what's going on, knowing that their guys are over there and have a part of it.
Yeah, and he's saying, right, okay, look, we got Hicks in the end zone. Well, let's get one of the big guys, the offensive line, the guys who do all the blocking. Let's get them a touchdown so their room can celebrate. And look, Bradley Soule makes a great catch in the end zone there. I mean, he pulls that out of there. Yeah, it was a nice catch in the end zone. Now the offensive line room is happy. And like you said, Kat, he's found a way to get everybody together. We're all going to be involved. And coaches say the red zone is the most important area, right? Well, now if you're on defense, if the offensive gets in the red zone, you got to pay attention.
Oh, you're at attention. Yeah,
because you're at attention because you might be – I think they had four D linemen out there at the same time with – I think it was Bullard, Nichols, Roy Robertson, Harris playing a backside tight end. He was coming across,
I was going to say, he was in a drag route on the end zone,
Akeem Hicks does a beautiful play fake back there. But not always all for that cat, but he continues to prove me wrong and keeps it interesting down there by the goal line. Yeah.
All righty, let's get to Calumet City and welcome Brian into the program. Brian, you've got Big Cat Williams and Olin Cruz. What can we do for you?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. My question or comment goes to the offensive play calling towards the end. Our defense is obviously very good, but I would have liked to have seen them run more than three running plays. Like, our offense takes, say, hey, you guys have been doing really good. We're going to win the game here because as good of as our defense is, at some point in time, you can't expect them to do that all the time. So it would just go to maybe to see, like, can our offense win us a game rather than our defense, because that's not always going to be the way. Thank you.
Yeah, Brian, I'm not with you tonight. I mean, you know, they finally did what we've been wanting to do all season long. Again, you rushed for 195 yards, averaged over 6 yards a pop. You passed for 100 yards. Your quarterback had a 33 passer rating. You were trying to eat the clock and kill the game. I have no problem with what Matt Nagy did in the fourth quarter. I think he finally got it right, actually.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like I had said earlier, you know, being able to see this team go out and win a game when Trubisky's not at his best, when he's not out there throwing three or four touchdowns. You know, we saw him throw three interceptions today.
Yeah,
he overthrew a couple balls. He threw a couple balls in the dirt. But the defense played well. Special teams didn't screw anything up. You know, everybody else did their part, you know, other than the missed field goal. Everybody else did their part to keep that team over the edge. So that's what you want to see, because hopefully Trubisky won't have many games like this. Hopefully from here on out, we're just talking about how well that offense played and how well that defense played alongside it.
Yeah, and like you just said, Kat, the reason you don't throw the ball there is because the only way you can lose a game is interceptions, and Trubisky already had three, and we were lucky that one of them didn't get taken back to the house for 6 points. So at that point, you run the ball. The way your defense is playing, you make Goff beat you. You make Gurley beat you, because it sure didn't look like they could, right?
Right.
And the only thing, you know, if you take this whole game and you say, okay, now moving forward, what is your one worry? Look, Trubisky's shoulder, the way he's threw the ball tonight, that is, if we're going to find one thing I'm going to worry about today, until he proves to me that he can throw the ball again. He couldn't throw the ball tonight.
No.
The best thing he did
the
best thing he did in the first two drives was run, right?
Yeah.
He got out of the pocket and ran and showed us what kind of athlete he is. Now, he did throw some very nice throws tonight also. So I was just a little confused on, and that's why, Kat, like you just said, I'm thinking it's more rust than it was him being sore.
Yeah, let me rephrase something I just said, because I certainly didn't mean it. I heard it when I said it. It didn't sound right. When I said that Matt Nagy finally got it right, Matt Nagy's had an outstanding rookie year as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Matter of fact, when it comes to the annual awards, the AP voting, which is that NFL honors thing the night before the Super Bowl, I'm one of the 50 voters, and I had not been able to make up my mind until tonight, but I think tonight cemented it for me. He's going to get my vote for Coach of the Year. So, you know, when I say finally got it right, have not been real happy with his use of the running game, but obviously he knows a lot more about it than I do. And I think he showed us tonight this is what he was apparently building to. And I think that he really used it well, really did a great job. So, you know, Brian, I appreciate the call. We can't agree with everybody on everything they call on. We're going to take a quick break here, but Dana, Brandon, Mike, everybody else on the phones, hang on. Be back in just a moment. A full hour plus of your calls left. 312-644-6767. We are back in just a moment here at The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.